Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, September 26th. A fire broke out at Tesla's Gigafactory Berlin recycling plant in the early hours of the morning, and as a result, a local group that has been fighting the project is using the fire to call for a stop of production. According to a report from a local newspaper, a large pile of cardboard and wood caught on fire at the recycling plant at the factory. It reportedly took hours and 50 firefighters, including 12 from Tesla's own brigade, to get the fire under control. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and the fire didn't propagate to other parts of the factory. A group that has been historically opposed to the plant has voiced their concerns over the fire, saying, quote, "Our worst fears have come true. We demand a production stop until the causes and circumstances have been clarified and all safety-related measures in the water protection area have been implemented." Now, this is not actually their first time opposing the plant after it started production. Earlier this year, the same group called for Tesla's production permit to be revoked following a paint leak from the factory. Tesla's used car business is now so big that the director of sales and delivery operations claims it is, quote, as big as some publicly traded used car retailers. Now, the executive is likely comparing it to companies like Carvana or AutoNation, which are worth between $4 and $6 billion. It's impossible to confirm if Tesla's secondary car business is worth that from public filings because the automaker files it under service and other in its revenue report. However, in the line item, it's going up fast. It's more than 50% over the last year from $1.4 billion in revenue last quarter. Tesla's used car business would have an annual run rate of over $1 billion if it were just 20% of that line item. Stay tuned for the opinion time when you'll hear my take on this news story. Several Tesla semi-electric trucks have been spotted being shipped around the country ahead of the long-awaited start of deliveries. Tesla Semi, which is an all-electric Class 8 truck, was first unveiled way back in 2017. At the time, it was going to come out as soon as 2019. Of course, that didn't really happen because a few things got in the way, such as COVID and the battery supply and the Tesla robot, but nonetheless, the program has been making slow progress. The electric trucks are being produced in Nevada near Tesla's Gigafactory, and yet one Tesla Semi was spotted as far away as Kentucky being carted around. Although at the same time, another Tesla Semi was spotted in Arizona, but that truck driver reportedly said that it was headed to Gigafactory, Texas. Tesla has said that it would likely be its own first customer when it comes to the Tesla Semi. They plan to use it in their own operations to reduce fuel costs. The company is believed to have thousands of reservations for the pickup, for the semi-truck, including Walmart and PepsiCo. Volkswagen's new battery power company, called PowerCo, announced on Monday that they would be forming a joint venture with Umicore to produce battery materials for around 2.2 million electric vehicles. Volkswagen's new joint venture with Umicore focuses on the automaker's home market in Europe, where they expect to overtake Tesla in EV sales by 2025. Don't laugh. Volkswagen's PowerCo is simultaneously casting a pretty wide net, planning for 6 battery factories in total. The partnership together aims for 160 gigawatt hours of cell capacity per year by 2030. That's enough for 2.2 million cars. The Umicore partnership looks to give Volkswagen a significant advantage in that European market, with one of the first fully integrated supply chains from mining to refining capabilities. EV startup Faraday Future is one tiny step closer to finally launching their flagship EV, which is the FF91. They recently announced that they have reached an agreement to resolve an ongoing dispute with its largest shareholder to fund production. The LA-based startup has consistently pushed back launch dates as it seeks additional funding. The struggle has led some Faraday Future's top investors to question the company's motive. Last week, the dispute peaked as FF Top Holding, which is Faraday Future's largest shareholder group, they sued the EV startup, citing that the company is, quote, suffering from a crisis of leadership at the board level. Well, now Faraday Future has announced that the dispute has been resolved, which includes new financing and the removal of two board directors. With another round of funding, will the FF91 see the light of day? Faraday Future says yes. New York City hit a massive milestone today as they announced that they have reached the 2025 goal of 4,000 electric vehicles in their fleet. As of September of 2022, New York City has replaced around 4,050 gas-powered vehicles with electric. They now tout over 200 Mustang Mach-Es, over 850 Chevy Bolts, and 33 electric Ford Transit vans, and one electric street sweeper. Okay, it is opinion time. Tesla saying that their used car business is bigger than other third-party car dealers is quite an impressive move, perhaps from left field for many of us. Tesla famously doesn't use car dealerships to initially sell their cars, but many people may have not seen it coming that they are also making moves to control the used market for their vehicles as well. We previously reported that Tesla changed its policy to prevent anyone from buying their cars after the lease is over. This is increasing the automaker's supply of used vehicles to resell. But aside from the profit margins that are to be had in used vehicles, the automaker may be attempting to control inventory, reserving the option to stockpile when robo-taxis become a reality. Back in 2019, Elon Musk said that owning a non-Tesla car would be like owning a horse, and that the Tesla vehicle would become a profitable asset when performing driving tasks as a robo-taxi. Clearly, that day is not upon us quite yet, but when we see Tesla taking a huge amount of vehicles back from their lease, and at the same time showing no inventory for used cars to sell, that could be a good indicator that the automaker might be gearing up for a flood of robo-taxis headed for the streets. Of course, there's no way of knowing this would be the actual chain of events. Legal red tape might very well drag out the robo-taxi timeline, but nevertheless, Tesla as a company doesn't leave money on the table. And with the advent of self-driving cars on the horizon, they might preemptively make moves to control all of it, or as much as they can. You can still buy a Tesla car, that hasn't changed. In today's community comment found on YouTube, there was a fair amount of useful discussion on the future of the Tesla robot. Regarding the timeline, some are quite optimistic, and some, like myself, are a little skeptical. It should be noted that there is no official timeline, we're just kind of theorizing as to the future right now. It could be said that all of us were confident that it will happen, and that we're all excited for that day. I'm glad to be in such great company. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.